And then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An Alabama Senate committee will vote on a bill that would effectively make abortion illegal in the state. The bill would make performing an abortion a felony. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on that bill today following a public hearing. The Montgomery County School Board voted on major cuts to Montgomery Public Schools Tuesday. 140 teaching positions will be cut, along with some office staff and transportation routes. The school system is facing a $10 million deficit. Teachers who will lose their jobs will be notified May 14th. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is awarding 33 schools with grants to help fight obesity. This is part of the Be Healthy School Grant Program. 5 local schools will receive as much as $10,000 in grant money. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There has been a school shooting in Colorado. Two suspects are in custody at the charter school in Highlands Ranch as police converged. The school has more than 1,800 students, K to 12.
New video has now been discovered in the high-profile case of Sandra Bland.
Get out of the car!
And then you
will
stop me?
I will light you up. Get out!
Stocks down after President Trump threatened to put new tariffs on Chinese goods.
Tariff policy by tweet does not work.
I don't know how you get China to stop cheating unless somebody stands up to them.
The Trump administration made it clear it does not want Don McGahn cooperating with congressional investigators.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp defiantly established one of America's most restrictive abortion rights laws.
Year after year, the president appears to have lost more money than maybe any other individual taxpayer in America. Over $1 billion in business losses.
Two Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists imprisoned in Myanmar for more than a year are free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, yes, any can get in on the Sweet Creek Farmer Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farmer Market. Sweet Creek Farmer Market, which will be, we're doing a potpourri of Sweet Creek Farmer Market for the cruise and the Harriet 2 on May the 16th, Thursday, for the Dan Marsh Show Get Together Cruise. You can go to my website, Dan Marsh Show, and buy your tickets. The tickets are discounted because we have sponsors that are taking this off. This is the cost of this whole thing is almost double. It is double of what the amount that you're paying. You're going to get a coffee cup. You're going to get a commemorative coffee cup. You're going to have dinner. You're going to get two drink tickets and a cruise and a lot of fun with other listeners. I always like to do that and then tell the people that are on the cruise, here's so-and-so that goes by the name of whatever, Red Top or Soulja Boy or whomever. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I feel privileged. I'm calling you and listening to you all, your entire show, on my day off.
Wow, thank you.
That's called sacrifice.
That is sacrifice.
Absolutely. Can I talk about something local?
Sure.
I'd like to talk about what's going on with the Montgomery County School Board System.
Go.
I see that they're concerned about the budget.
Yep.
They're going to cut, a couple hundred teachers' jobs?
They are.
Well, here's the thing that concerns me was, how did we get to this point? Well, when they interviewed the president of the school board, she said this didn't happen overnight. This has occurred over the last 6-7 years. Well, who was superintendent over the last 6-7 years to get us to this point?
Well, you've had various ones. I mean, you have everything from Barbara Thompson to our last superintendent who got booted out, and then you had the acting superintendent.
And then I listened to what Mayor Strain said. He said, and they asked him about the jobs and everything and the teachers and the layoffs, and he said something that kind of disturbed me, and maybe I'm reading much too much into it, but I don't think I am. He said that's a good point to start at. So I guess he is supportive of the teachers and cutting the budget and doing what they have to do to balance their budget. I think that's what he's trying to say.
There's an ingredient that's missing out of this whole thing. And let's take Harrison School, for example. In Harrison School, if you are having a declining enrollment population there, they did not shift where they brought in more a wider array of kids. So you may have a class that has, you may have two classes and only in a total of, say, 38 students between the two classes. So they split that, and they have one teacher per unit at a ratio of 20 to 1. The ratio should be about 25 to 1. And so one of the reasons that they're cutting these folks is they're going to combine these classes and bring kids in that are a little bit further away to fill in. We've had nothing but a declining population in the Montgomery school system.
So there's an attrition factor. Okay, through attrition, I agree. But also, too, a lot of the mayor's critics have come out and said that the city has declined in population, where he says it has increased in population. So are we increasing our population and just having less kids and less kids go to school?
No, we're having less kids that go to public school.
All right.
The biggest growth of kids in school is in private school in Montgomery, Alabama.
Would that be an indirect reflect of the population declining?
No, that's a direct reflection of the poor Montgomery County school system.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. I have a client that just moved here, and they're an Ameriprise client, and they were referred over to me. And I had my initial meeting with them, and this is a pretty high-powered, pretty big executive-type person. But, you know, he was kind of going like, wow, we're going to be spending somewhere in the neighborhood about $24,000 a year in private school education. But his company is going to make that up to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, his choice was either that or go to school in Auburn and commute.
And just pay higher property taxes would definitely offset the cost of sending two or three kids to a private school.
Oh, God, you don't even come. You can pay the highest property tax in the state of Alabama, and it's not going to match paying for private school.
That's why I have so many friends that have moved to Auburn and will commute to work in Montgomery or Montgomery County.
Absolutely.
Because they have three kids. He said, "Man, that's going to cost me $36,000. He said, that doesn't even come close to the property tax in Auburn.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, imagine the type of level of house you can buy for $36,000. And you can't. The other problem is you can't write off the private school tuition. You should, to me, you should be able to write it off. Your taxes.
The individual said, "So goes education. So goes Montgomery." That was our mayor.
Yeah, that was our mayor way back.
Yeah, and he still believes in that philosophy. What direction are we going, Dan? Because I know first the classes were overcrowded. We didn't. One teacher was teaching 50, 60 students. Does this mean now you're going to have smaller class? You got some declining size population classes, and having a teacher, or they're going to just get rid of the teachers just to offset?
Well, you have a declining population, so you need less teachers. Number one. Number two, they're going to be smarter about where they're getting the kids, so they can maximize the teacher to student ratio. I mean, over in Chisholm, for example, there's a teacher that I know really well over there, and his class size last year had dwindled down to 15 kids. 15 wow. kids. Yeah, this is a $30,000+ a year person teaching right. 15 kids.
So, what do you see? Is this going to direct businesses and companies coming to Montgomery, like they did that Hyundai that was going to expand?
Yes, it definitely has an impact on people coming to Montgomery.
So the Chamber of Commerce has got their hands full now.
Well, they're putting the best spin on it. They're trying to sell the magnet program being one of the best in the nation, and trying to get into that. They sell the fact that there are all these new
right.
charter schools and private schools mm-hmm. and homeschooling that is really taking. Wow. That is the big growth area in Montgomery. Homeschooling is just skyrocketed.
I was amazed. I think I might be wrong, but it was like, a friend of mine told me about 10 years ago, it was like 2% in people in Alabama did homeschooling. And he says now it's in double digits.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Unbelievable, he said. It's double digits. And when we don't get those head count, the federal Department of Education doesn't, they don't get, the school systems don't get paid, correct?
Well, it's mainly the state dollars, but you have a federal component to it, but that's mainly, free lunches and some other things.
Okay. Especially. So what is our future looking, Dan, with this announcement? What do you think is going to happen? Are they going to try to find, is this a cry just to get more money, raise property tax? What do you think is going to happen in the future if you look in your crystal ball?
I think that, I don't know if you heard me talking to Charlotte Meadows yesterday.
Yes,
I think that the answer to this question is for the state delegation for the House and the Senate to sit down with some educators and say, what can we do on a state basis to rewrite a cutout for Montgomery County so we're not applying Montgomery County law or Alabama law to Montgomery County schools, and we're giving them waivers, and we're doing things differently.
It's time to do that, Dan, before next year, because they're talking about laying these teachers off for the next school year coming up, correct?
Yeah, right.
So this has got to happen fast.
Yeah, it does have to happen fast. And see, the problem is nobody has been willing to do anything. I have been working, my family's been working on this issue since the 1990s. And we were going in the right direction for a little while, and then it just fell apart. And when it fell apart is when the school board had this really low-grade ore there. When David Borden and that group left, that's when it all fell apart.
I guess I do have some reason to be concerned, I guess, living in and buying a house in Montgomery County.
Yeah, and see, that's one of the problems. And if you have an off-air conversation with people, you will find that one of the biggest concerns that's out there is because of the poor education system, people are not buying houses in Montgomery County. The people that are buying houses in Montgomery County are subject to going to Montgomery public schools, or they can afford to put their kid in private school. But that's getting priced out of it. If you want to go to a very elite school, you're getting priced out of the market now. Now, you can go to a lot of these other type of schools, and I think they're good, but if you want to go to an elite college prep, you're talking $14,000 a year
yeah.
for the Montgomery Academy.
So that doesn't look fair well for the property owners who own houses in Montgomery County.
Right. Montgomery County is feeling the impact of a poor education system.
Just like the mayor said, so goes the school system, so goes Montgomery, so goes the school system.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have no problems raising property taxes if they were taking that money and putting it into vouchers, for example.
I'm with you, totally. I agree with you. When we get the lowest property tax millage-wise in any place.
I mean, you can double mine, because what will happen is, if I'm paying an extra $1,000 a year, the question is my house more likely or less likely to go up in value $1,000 a year?
Absolutely.
And stay there for if you have a good education system here and you had vouchers. I would have no problems with that whatsoever. There's so many cool things that are going on. You have a place up in Michigan. When you go buy a house, you have a slot at a school that is in that subdivision, and it doesn't mean that you're going to get that slot, but you have a slot. You can either sell it or use it if you can make the qualifications for it.
Right.
And that is put into your property prices. And so you've got a slot that's sitting there, and that adds about $30,000 to your house value. But they go, hell yeah, I'll pay this in a skinny minute instead of having to pay for a private school in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yep. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate your time and your input today, Dan.
You got it. It's a subject I enjoy talking about.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's Soldier Boy. Don't forget, we have the Harriet 2 Dan Morris Show Get Together Cruise on May the 16th. Go to danmorrisshow.com and you can sign up for the night and buy your tickets. And it's much less than what the cost of it this is. I promise you. I mean, it's about half of the price. We got coffee cups, we got dinner, we got drink tickets, you got the cruise, you got the company. It's going to be fun. David, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Little Caesars has done it again by giving you one large pizza piled high with 5 delicious meat toppings. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. for only $9. You heard me right. Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Meat toppings, including pepperoni, sausage, bacon, beef, and ham. Order yours on our convenient mobile app or simply walk into Little Caesars and pick up your large hot and ready 5 meat feast for just $9 tonight.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax. Canadian bacon will be substituted for ham in certain areas.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Is it my fortune or my fate? Is it my money? 272-9228, that's where we are.
Quick shout out, Dan. Jeff just messaged me. Jeff, if you're listening, yes. This hour is Kiss themed in terms of the bumper music.
Ah, I like that. Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yeah.
That's why when you say Teacher Appreciation Week and you're fired.
Is it really Teacher Appreciation Week?
That's what it says. Biggest deal is for teachers and it's on Tuesday, which is Teachers Appreciation Day.
Well, I mean, I have to say, thinking back, I had one teacher in high school, one teacher in college I just became close to. Both were English teachers. One in high school, I'm wondering what he's up to these days, John Conway. He was fantastic, fantastic English teacher.
It's great when you have a great teacher that really has an impression on you.
And then I had a guy at Auburn named Marvin Petrucci, and he was like he was great, man. He was not just a teacher.
What's his last name?
Petrucci.
Petrucci, yeah.
Yeah, and he'd write this poetry, and you think poetry is always, you know, like hoity-toity, flowers and sunshine and crap. No, he would write poetry that was like about breaking into places and living on the street in Boston where he grew up. It was cool stuff. He was just a cool guy. And I love teachers like that where you could kind of drop the whole I'm the authority figure. You would respect them as the teacher, as the leader of the class, but they could be like, okay, you're an adult now. You're going to teach yourself or you're not, and I'm here to help you if you want. I like that approach.
I like that. Catherine Harris is going to be talking about the FBI Director Ray. Breaks with Attorney General Barr over whether the government spied on Trump campaign. I disagree with her assessment.
We are just hours away from a scheduled vote in the House Judiciary Committee on whether to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt over his refusal to release an unredacted version of the Mueller report and other evidence, including grand jury material. Meanwhile, there seems to be at least a rhetorical split between Barr and his FBI director over whether the government spied on the Trump presidential campaign. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge shows us tonight.
Thank you for your presence here.
During a routine budget hearing, a Senate Democrat asked a wide-ranging question about FBI tactics, with the director avoiding the same spying language as his boss, the Attorney General.
That's not the term I would use.
I would say that's a no.
I believe that the FBI is engaged in investigative activity, and part of investigative activity includes surveillance activity.
Last month, Barr said spying occurred on the Trump campaign, questioning whether it was based on credible intelligence, leading to political pushback and a media frenzy. Last week, Barr stood by his choice of language.
I think spying is a good English word that, in fact, doesn't have synonyms because it is the broadest word incorporating really all forms of covert intelligence collections.
During the 2016 campaign, the FBI secured a surveillance warrant for a Trump campaign aide, Carter Page, which allows for communications collection well beyond the original target. When pressed, Director Wray answered carefully, citing the ongoing Inspector General investigation into alleged surveillance abuse during the 2016 campaign.
Do you have any evidence that any illegal surveillance into the campaigns or individuals associated with the campaigns by the FBI occurred?
I don't think I personally have any evidence of that sort.
As tensions between the Justice Department and the Democrat-led House Judiciary Committee escalate over access to the full special counsel report and underlying records, a senior Democrat shot back after the Senate Majority Leader said the Dems can't let go.
It's finally over. What we've seen is a meltdown. Absolute meltdown.
Mitch McConnell is aiding and abetting it by refusing to do anything. It may be that Trump wants the Russians to participate, and he's telling McConnell to do nothing.
The Democrat-led House Judiciary Committee is poised to vote Wednesday morning to hold Barr in contempt because the Justice Department has not provided the entire Mueller report, including grand jury material, which would require a court order. DOJ officials told reporters they continue to engage with committee staff, adding House Democrats impose, quote, unreasonable terms on the Attorney General, Brett.
Now, notice the way Wray answered that. I don't think I have any information. I don't think I have.
Yeah, Ray saying this last night got me going on my show, because that's when it kind of broke an hour before. And it's so, the semantics.
Well,
the games,
and she said, by authorized by a judge.
Right.
And so that's not spying if you're authorized by a judge. Spying is a person acting like there's somebody else to go get information for something. That's spying. And it has nothing to do with eavesdropping. And we're not even sure the FBI had anything to do with that. We think that was a CIA thing, so Papadopoulos says.
Right.
So these Democrats are kind of reaching here. Now Catherine Harris is going to be talking about Nadler and what's going on right now.
House Democrats on the Judiciary Committee will be proceeding toward holding A.G. William Barr as the Justice Department refuses to turn over the unredacted Mueller report. And last night, Republicans pulled no punches as they sounded off on the move.
I don't think that they wanted Barr to testify. They knew if they made the requirement so ridiculous, we're not going to have the Attorney General of the United States come to Congress and be questioned by staff.
We should all be concerned if our government's getting a warrant against American citizen. For Attorney General Barr and myself, we've got to get to the bottom of it and make sure it never happens again.
Is the Mueller issue dead now?
Case closed.
Mueller spent 2 years on this, interviewed hundreds of people. He reached the conclusion there was certainly no collusion on the part of the president's part. What else do we need to know? It's time to move on.
What's happening today is called a markup, not a hearing. So we'll get an opening statement from the Democratic chairman, Jerry Nadler, then the ranking Republican, Doug Collins, and then other members. Both sides can table amendments. So we're looking at anywhere between half an hour or maybe even 3 hours, depending on where it goes. A short time ago, the Democratic chairman arrived on site, and earlier he gave an extensive interview to CNN where he described the next steps.
Technically, the committee recommends to the House of, a contempt citation. It then has to go to the House floor. It'll have to be scheduled, and then the House will vote it.
And do you believe right now that the House will vote to hold the Attorney General in contempt?
Yes, I do. The House has no choice any more than we on the committee do. The House must protect the right of the public and through Congress to get information about how the government is running, about possible wrongdoing. Otherwise, we have a monarchy.
Well, the Democratic chairman did not emphasize in that interview what's happening this morning is happening against a backdrop where there is no formal or official impeachment proceedings. That's why critics are calling this morning's markup sort of impeachment light or a faux impeachment. The other point that's important to emphasize is that a lot of this material is grand jury material. And on this point, the Attorney General's hands are tied. He needs a court order in order to make that material available to Capitol Hill. This morning, Chairman Nadler said he was willing to go to court, but he has not done so at this point.
point. The Justice Department sent this letter to the chairman and said that they're trying to negotiate in good faith, but if they continue down the citation path, they'll have no choice but to urge the president to invoke executive privilege on a lot of this material, so effectively dropping the curtain on any release or access to that material. A final point, the Democratic chairman was asked whether he's on track to bring in the special counsel Robert Mueller on May 15th. He said he believes that Robert Mueller will come, but he also indicated that he is less confident today than he was a few days ago, Julie.
News on 93.1, the Emo Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations 285-1000.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Rather than let members of Congress see it unredacted, President Trump is now exerting executive privilege over the special counsel Mueller report and its underlying evidence. Withholding that material has the House Judiciary Committee today voting whether to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson.
Our Democrat colleagues have weaponized our critical oversight responsibilities. And moving today to hold the AG in contempt is not only premature, unprecedented, and unwarranted. Frankly, it is shameful.
Pennsylvania Democrat Mary Gay Scanlon.
We have an administration that is stonewalling, yes, even acting in contempt of not just Congress, not just the rule of law, but the American people.
President Trump tweets about a New York Times report he lost more than $1 million over 10 years, that real estate developers always wanted to show losses through write-offs and depreciation for tax purposes, and that it was sport. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still May, but it's feeling more and more like summer every day. For today, a good bit of sunshine, warmer, more humid, with a high temperature up to the upper 80s to around 90. Can't rule out an isolated pop-up storm somewhere in the area. Then for tomorrow, with a high temperature in the upper 80s, spotty afternoon storms around, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. And then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are.
I know she'll only make you cry. She'll let you walk the street beside her. But when she falls, she'll...
Somebody texted me and said, Dan, your ADD is showing. I was talking about the Real Clear Politics and the polling, saying that I was going to get back to it in the second hour. And we're going, it's already 30 minutes in the second hour and you haven't done it yet. So let's do that. First of all, there's a poll called Morning Consult that NBC is doing that, but it's a national poll, and they're looking at everybody that's running. They do it weekly, so you get to see a sampling against sampling for the averaging. Their sampling is not that big, but they're trying to be kind of the folks here. So, for example, on the one that came out yesterday, the Biden was at 40, Sanders was at 19, Warren, surprise, was at 8, Harris was at 7, Buttigieg is at 6, O'Rourke at 5, Booker is at 3, Klobuchar is at 2, Gabbard at 1, Castro at 1, Yang at 1, Ryan, who I assume is the guy from Ohio, at 1, and then everybody else is at 0.
The governors, both like Inslee and Hickenlooper?
Yeah, they're not even showing.
Wow.
Not even showing. But when you go through and you look at the breakout on Iowa and New Hampshire, what you have basically is a one-point differential by Joe Biden in New Hampshire. He's ahead of Bernie by 1.
Mm.
And he better have an organization that can turn out the vote when you get down to New Hampshire. If Bernie does not win New Hampshire, that's bad for Bernie. And in Iowa, he's only ahead by 3, but there is a 15% undecided.
Ooh. Ooh.
I know. So do it again.
Ooh.
And what happens is, as you, having done Iowa big time in 1980, big time, I was living there at the Hotel Fort Des Moines for almost a month. And what you do is, the more the closer you get to the caucus, the more you're there, you're doing the Iowa State Fair, remember that, and Donald Trump coming in his helicopter. It's you're walking around the fairgrounds and eating the crazy stuff, like bacon on a stick and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in Iowa want to get to know you. They want to meet you and have a good feeling about you. I dare say that most of these candidates have met very, very few people in Iowa yet. And I don't think Iowans want to meet them right now. I think they're waiting until they get into that season, which is kind of starts for them in September, October, before the February caucus. Same thing in New Hampshire. I mean, you got to go and shake hands and go to diners. And you got to do. And I always tell the story of, why don't you come to the rally, the Reagan rally at the gym? They said, well, we'll be glad to have them come over for dinner. Oh, okay. I'll see if I can arrange that for you instead of coming to the rally.
With so many candidates in the race, too, I wonder if the voter gets campaign fatigue. It's like, how many of these people am I going to go see?
Yeah, well, that's it. They just turn them off until it gets close to the season, yeah. And then they're expecting them to bump into them somewhere. But, You know, you would have to, if Beto O'Rourke is doing an event, you would have to go see Beto O'Rourke versus Beto O'Rourke doing an event that you just happen to be at, such as the Iowa State Fair,
right,
or a Kiwanis meeting or JC or Rotary meeting type thing. And these political people should know better than that. I mean, having, I've done these things, and they, I mean, when we were trying to pull off big rallies in Iowa where we did the Marshalltown event, it took a ton for us to get that pulled off. But Reagan was very popular because of his Iowa roots that were there. And but George Herbert Walker Bush was beat us there. And the reason he beat us is because he went in and just stayed there. He basically lived there. And then we got to New Hampshire with him, and we lived in New Hampshire, and literally lived in it. We lived at the Radisson Hotel in Danvers, Massachusetts. And literally four of us into a room. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard with Bunyan and Draper in the room. Hey!
How y'all doing, my friend?
Doing great.
Let me tell you something here, Dan. I stand behind my president 100%. I think that he's being actually kind and gentle with him. I know my president said that if they took a warlike posture with him, that they can expect it in return. It seems like today, my president made it perfectly clear to Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them that he's not playing ball with them no more. And I think the American people really do stand behind the president in this. I speak to a lot of people on both sides of the spectrum here, and people are fed up with Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and all the rest of them. And all these bunch of commies running around thinking they're gonna have their little words before we get to this next election and try to tear my president apart. I hate to tell him, Dan, there's an old saying in America. Sometimes you just don't want to rattle that cage, because that big dog's going to come out and he's going to bite you. And I guess he's coming out. Get ready, because he's about to bite the heck out of some people.
Ooh, you almost said something and different, didn't you?
I made sure I laid it out straight, because that's how my president does. The Trumpinator is loose in America. These folks done picked a fight with a big bulldog, and they came in a little chihuahua suit. And they in big trouble. They in big, big trouble. They ain't gonna stop Barr, Dan. They ain't gonna stop Barr. They ain't gonna stop any of this. They in big trouble, and they know it. The problem here, I think, is you may ever remember, you do taxes, so some people come in and they get a little throat off on their taxes, and they're just scared to death, nervous wreck, right, Dan?
Yeah, been there, done that.
So it's really not too much to it. Let's file this, let's do this, you pay that, and we'll get it straightened out. Their mind eases down. And that's just a little tax thing. Could you imagine these people, Comey and the rest of them, the way they're feeling right now? The United States, the judicial system's about to come down on you, buddy. Could you imagine the scared, frightened of these people, and they're getting what they deserve? I hope every one of them goes to jail and shackles. I hope they got enough of them so they can shackle all of them.
Well, I will say I do detect a sense of nervousness on their part.
One other thing I want to say to everybody out there listening, this has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. This got to do with the American people and our country. And we ain't letting these idiots do this with our country. This is not their country. It's our country. And amen, praise God, and God bless America.
You know, when you were talking about, Donald Trump's approved, disapproved, even by NBC Wall Street Journal poll, 51% disapproved, 46% approved. That's a 5-point differential. That's a good number. That's better than Barack Obama's number at this time in his first term. But here's the one that, and Morning Joe was just all over beating Donald Trump up. But here's the one, congressional approval rating. What do you think the approval number is for members of Congress?
Oh, Congress is a body?
Yep.
It's hard to tell, because in my opinion, Dan, I don't believe none of these polls have come out. I wait to get deep into the run-in of the presidential election And then the only time you ever going to see any truth out of these people. They're rigging everything. They jigging and everything they get their fingers on, they're messing with. But I tell you one thing, they're going to get their butt scalded when it comes to this presidential election. The American people are ticked off. These people just don't even know it. And it don't matter if you got an R or a D, they ticked off.
I'm guessing that Congress doesn't even get into double digits.
It's 16%.
16, they barely 16, get it.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, that compared to, and so Joe Scarborough was beating up Donald Trump for having a, now he wouldn't cite in his own poll, citing somebody else's, the Marist, I believe it was, beating him up saying he only had a 41% approval rating. Well, Congress has a 16% approval rating. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but our president is still out there hard working for our country, our economy. He's trying to get the deals done with the Chi-Coms. And these idiots sitting over there doing nothing. It's time to take out the pad and start writing some firing sheets and handing them out to all of them up there in Washington. I can't wait for the presidential election to come. I really can't.
Appreciate the telephone call, Rodney. You drive safe, my friend.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Grover Norquist was on Fox and Friends this morning. And what you're going to talk about is the Democrats have... All the Democrats are kind of saying, we need to repeal the Trump tax plan because it went to the top 1%. Well, Grover Norquist is going to kind of straighten that out a little bit.
I'll tell you how we're going to pay for it. On day one, we're going to repeal that tax bill that benefited the top 1%.
People say, well, Joe, how are you going to do all this? Well, guess what? First thing I do is going to repeal this Trump tax cut.
Well, there you go. You got a couple of prominent 2020 Democrats have a new strategy, run against President Trump and the Republican Party's tax cut. But is this just a tactic to distract from the president's economic success that we're currently enjoying? And what would the impact be on the average American? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform.
It's not a new strategy. Walter Mondale tried it in 1984 and lost 49 states.
Well, what about Kamala Harris, though? She just said that, the tax cut benefits the top 1%. Is that accurate?
Well, that's what the left was saying right when the bill passed. You remember the tax cut was very unpopular in polling when it passed. As we got closer to April 15th of this year and Americans actually saw the size of the tax cut they got, it became much more popular. What Harris and Joe Biden are talking about taking away from people, family of four, $73,000 median income, that family would have $2,000 in higher taxes if you took away the Trump tax cuts. That's how big the Trump tax cut was for a family of four earning $73,000. Single parent earning $41,000. One child, single parent, would cost that person $1,300 to lose the Trump tax cut. That's how large the tax cut was. These are significant tax cuts. Even the New York Times and the Washington Post, in their fact checks and others, had to say this was a tax cut for most Americans. And that's sinking in now. A year ago, the press told everyone it wasn't happening, and who knew?
Right.
Now we paid our taxes for 2018.
News 93.1, Grover. He laid it out there. Yeah, this when they start really exploring this stuff, they're going to find out they're going to be making a bad mistake. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All season long on Empire, you knew this moment was coming.
You are not going to die.
Fox tonight on the Empire season finale. One lion won't survive the night.
Oh my God!
No!
Then is the season finale of Star.
Someone help!
That will change everything.
He's gone.
The season finales of Empire and Star
tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Oops. 272-9228, that's where we are. There it is. Hey, let's go back to Grove. Listen to Norquist talking about the Dems and the tax cuts.
But I remember, so if they repealed the tax cuts, though, that is going to impact pretty much every business in the United States as well, because then the corporate tax rate would go back up to one of the highest rates on the planet.
Yes. We were at 35, which was 10 points higher than communist China. and we were the highest in of all the major economies in the world at 35. We took it down to 21%, which makes us competitive. Right. President wanted 15, but 21 is good. To get rid of the Trump Republican tax cuts is to make us the least competitive nation in the world on tax policy on businesses. That is exactly where you don't want to be. Also, that tax cut lowered most Americans' utility bills, okay, because those utility bills just pass on your taxes. When we cut taxes, billions of dollars in lower utility bills for all Americans, those utility bills would go up.
Yeah, you know what, and it happened in Alabama. I kind of noticed mine is, so Alabama Power is not paying as much in corporate taxes, so because of the way the PSC is done, they can only pass on to consumers what expenses are, and taxes are one of the line items. So they saved a ton in tax money because they weren't having to pay tax on it. So that got passed back to the consumer. I mean, I know it's not a ton, but I saw a $3 difference in my power bill each month. Now, you know what a little chintzy guy I am. I mean, I had my power, my security light turned off because I was paying $17. Because I didn't want to pay. I mean, that was 25% of my bill.
Right.
So to hell with that. I wanted to pay that. And once I had met with Terry and Mr. Electric folks.
You're not cheap. You're frugal, Dan.
I know. I'm not cheap, as you used to tell my wife. I'm not cheap. I'm a value player.
Right.
That's what it is. And damn right I'm a value player. Now, when you're in the money business, there's something you learn about money. When Ameriprise, they give you all these courses you can take, and one is called the psychology of money. And the question is, do you have respect for money or do you not have respect for money? And one of the questions you ask somebody, I might ask you this, let's say you just won the lottery and you won $10 million. What would you do with that money?
I would put probably 90% into different channels that I couldn't touch for a while. Invest, charity.
But the 90% would be in investments or in charity or a combination?
Combination of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, most people answer the question, I pay off bills. It's the first thing. When you're talking about $10 million, you don't have anywhere near $10 million worth of bills, so you could move that one to the back of the line.
Wait, is this $10 million after taxes?
Yeah, $10 million net to you.
Okay.
And but the way somebody answers that, if you answer it investments, then you have respect for money. And it's saying that I'm going to take that money and get that money to work for me. Very biblical basis of that, right, by the way. And it's how people look at money. I bump into people that are having hard times, and I'll kind of start talking to them. And it's this, they go, I just don't have enough money. And I'll go, well, don't we all not have enough money? Sure. It's all dependent. I mean, it's like Jacqueline Onassis said, you know, I couldn't live off of a $10 million a year. So I had to marry Aristotle Onassis so I could have more than $10 million a year. Just couldn't make it work on $10 million. But, and she literally said that.
No, the idea of winning the lottery, in a way, scares me because I've seen the horror stories that happen to people. And, you know, say I won $10 million. If I take $1 million of it, you can have plenty of fun on $1 million.
But, and what and that's the, back to the respect. If you don't respect it, that money's going to use you. The money's going to hurt you. And it literally hurts people. And they make bad decisions with money, and the money ends up hurting them because they don't have respect for it. It's like electricity. Is if you have respect for electricity, you can get electricity to do some incredible things for you. If you don't have electricity, guess what? You're going to get shocked, and you may die from it. I mean, it literally, it's that. When you talk to these guys who are into the psychology of money, they're fascinating people to talk to because there really is a psychology of money. Money does strange things to people. We joke in Ameriprise, whenever you have an estate that has a value over $250,000, you can have somebody is going to show their true self with that money. Matter of fact, I have a case I'm working on now where a girl signed over power of attorney to her mother.
Mm-hmm.
She had inherited a house from an aunt. The mother took the house and with her power of attorney put the house in her name, which is completely illegal because of fiduciary rules. But that was, it was creating $1,300 a month in income for her, which she didn't have now. And she was marking out, and she was writing off the taxes on it, writing off the depreciating. And her mother sold that from her because her mother thought her sister should have given her more than she gave her.
And that's the thing I was going to mention. It destroys too often money, or and it doesn't have to necessarily be a fight over money, but something valuable can destroy relationships.
It really can. And it's the way people look at money. And it really is, you know, it's when I'm doing the tithing and gifting things for churches and philanthropic. You know, as I always tell people, you cannot outgive God. I'm just amazed. I have been in some bad times, but when I wrote that check to church, it's kind of like it all comes back to you.
Well, and, you know, my perspective on money, whether I'm looking at the Bible or I'm looking at somebody like, you know, Epicurus or even Ayn Rand, the idea that money is not the root of all evil, but the love of money is. If you seek money for its own sake, and I'll just have a bunch of money, I'll be happy, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Money gives you opportunities and choices.
Exactly.
And that's, again, having respect for money. If you respect it and you keep it and you respect it and you honor it, that will give you a whole bunch of choices. News Talk 93.1, now my show, we'll be back right after this.